Focus on flowers. I once visited a garden that contained only plants with the names of animals. Lamb's ears, tiger lilies, catmint, and so on. It is interesting to think about the bases for common names. The lamb's ears feel soft to the touch. Tiger lilies have dark brown markings. And some varieties of catmint seem irresistible to felines. Many common names are associated with their visual, tactile, or olfactory appeal. Hens and chickens are clustered together in a pattern that is visually reminiscent of small chicks clustering around a larger mother hen. Granny's bonnets have a shape similar to old-fashioned headgear, and naked ladies are lilies held high on long, very bare stems. The name Venus flytrap explicitly describes its flower's function. A popular annual, Million Bells, has a name that signifies not only the flower's shape, but also the mass production of the plant's blooms. Many flowering plants have common names that vary from region to region. Monarda is often called both bee balm and bergamot, depending on the region. But all plants have lots of names. The genus name, the species name, and the cultivar name, as well as common names. Like nicknames given to people, common names given to plants are often not only descriptive, but playful too. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on common names.